Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
He's covered him for a long time, not to make him feel old or anything, and certainly a friend here on the Fan. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Steve Molesky. Steve, what's happening?
Bob, what a great day to talk hardball with two great baseball guys.
Yeah, well, the other guy will be here in a second because Ryan's here. I'm just kind of holding. But look, we were talking earlier about the slugging percentages and on-base percentages of the current Orioles here. And a lot of these guys were very instrumental in them becoming a team that, you know, is, you know, playoff worthy and maybe World Series threats, et cetera, et cetera. Of the slow starts this year, which to you, Steve, has been the more mystifying offensively?
You mean the slugging or the on-base?
How about a combination of both?
Well, I think for me, Bob, it's been the inconsistency. First of all, it's great to see him win a game because of pitching last night. That's a rare night for the Orioles in 2025. But I go back to the last couple of years. The Orioles are, since 2023, fourth in Major League Baseball in runs scored. So this, we know, is a good offense. But it's an inconsistent offense, and I wish they could straighten it out. We've seen 8 and 9 runs, but we know we've seen 3 shutouts. So I'm mystified by it. I'm mystified that Tyler O'Neill can have 1,000 OPS against lefties, and now he's got a 100 batting average against lefties. How does that happen? And there are others we could put in that category. Gunnar hasn't hit lefties yet. Gunnar's hitting 105 right at somebody every night. So some of this will level off. Some more home runs have started to come in the last 2 weeks, and they've just got to keep pushing, Bob, because they've got all these injuries. But as we've said, and Hyde says, no one's going to feel sorry for them.
Yeah, Steve, no one is going to feel sorry, and everyone's dealing with something. There's no secret, obviously, though, the Orioles have been dealing with a few injuries in the pitching department so far over the last couple years. And they're trying to find a balance. They're trying to find something that can, you know, spearhead some success, specifically in the starting rotation. Now, back-to-back out in Sagano. And Cade Povich, the young guy, being able to go out there and pitch well. But then there's another young pitcher in Brandon Young that can try to help this team. I mean, what is something that you specifically would want to see from Brandon Young, who is going to have to rely on his command more than, you know, top-end velocity and stuff?
Well, when he faced the Reds, and maybe it was the game plan to pitch as they did, I was surprised in the first few innings I saw so few changeups. When I looked at his data this year from the farm, it was his second most used pitch, and it was a really good pitch for him. And I expected to see him use it heavily. And I think as the game went on, he threw some really good ones, including a couple right on right. But so maybe tonight, maybe it's just the lineup the Reds had. I don't know, but maybe Friday night tonight he's pitching. I keep my night straight. We'll see more changeup because it's been a good pitch for him. And, you know, scouts paint a picture of Brandon Young as he's not a huge stuff guy, but he's a really good command pitchability guy, and he throws 95, so it's not like the stuff is not there. But he doesn't just out-stuff you, but he's got quality pitches, but he really knows how to use them. And I think that first outing, you know, there's so much going on. Maybe tonight it'll seem more comfortable for him.
No doubt about it. That's the goal. That's the hope. And then for these birds, they're going against some tough arms overall on the series against the Tigers. But you talked about the offensive struggle, Steve, and the inconsistencies, I should say. And the ceiling for some of these players, you know, in this roster, it's high offensively. But then you wonder, at what point do you think that there could be someone maybe in the minors that could get another chance here, you know, a.k.a. maybe a certain Kobe Mayo. And I know for Kobe down in the minors, he's off to a little bit of a slow start for his standards, but off to a slow start. He's still slugging 487, has an OPS of 852. What do you think has to happen for the Orioles to maybe shift some things in the lineup, or do you think we're going to wait at the minimum until mid-May or June before they really start adding in other players to try to jolt this offense?
Well, I think in the specific case of Kobe, Ryan, there are two issues at work here. One is, when is the right time? Because you got to keep that in mind. And I'll couple that with, you don't want to make it look like he's the savior. Kobe, your offense is struggling. Come save us. That's the last thing you want a kid to feel as he gets back to the big leagues. And secondly, where are they going to play him? I mean, are you playing him ahead of Westberg? Are you playing him ahead of Mounty / O'Hearn at first? I'm not sure you are. If there's some move to be made and open something up, hopefully not an injury, but there are always things that happen and we go, there's no fit for Kobe. And 3 days later, there's a fit for Kobe because something happened. So I think he's doing what he's got to do. He had a slow start and he's got it going now pretty good. And he just has to be ready, and his time somehow will come.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Steve Molesky joining us here. 105.7 The Fan, Bob Hitty, Ryan Ripken, Nolan McGraw is on the other side of the glass. Staying down on the farm, and a guy that is certainly well-regarded within the baseball circles, but Judd Fabian. Give our audience a scouting report on Judd and if there's an ETA for him to get to Baltimore with, you know, Sad's a free agent, et cetera, what would that be?
Their outfield's pretty set, right? And you got Cowser coming back, so I don't see an opening for Judd Fabian right now, but he's hit 6 home runs. The swing and miss, he still has to clean that up, and I know he's working on it. He's a good defender. He can play all over in the outfield. So he's doing what he needs to be doing, Bob. He just needs opportunity. When you're a good team, and the Orioles for most of the last few years have been, I know current record notwithstanding, there just are not a lot of holes and openings for some of these guys. So right now, I don't see room at the end, but that, again, doesn't mean it won't change.
Hey, Steve, last question. Let's stay down on the farm here. One name we have not talked about yet, the one that his time will come, but it might be even more delayed because he's on the IL, Sam Basayo, right? And he's going to have to wait his turn. But overall, he's that player, catcher-wise, that you feel at some point's going to be able to make an impact. But with his injury now, do we think that there's a chance that we see Sam late in the year? Or I think it's really going to push back that timeline unless the Orioles are desperate. But you can always use more help at the catching position.
You certainly can. And, you know, Sanchez is not tearing it up. So he's opening the door a bit with this kid can get back and get going. And maybe, Ryan, as the Orioles look to the second half and hope fingers crossed that by then Eflin's back pitching well, and maybe Grayson makes it back, and Kittredge and some others, Kowser, and they're full strength and can really make a run. Maybe you throw this kid into that mix too, and maybe Mayo's there, and they really get some things humming. So there are some reinforcements. Some are IL right now. Most of the guys we have are IL, but that doesn't mean they won't be healthy and playing well in a month or two. And this team's going to need it. They got to hold their head in 500-ish if they can here. Don't fall too far out of anything right now in the standings. And then hope they get healthy and play better as we go. It is a long year. Teams have gotten off to bad starts before, but it's also true that the Orioles, over 100 games dating last year, have a losing record. So they have to prove otherwise.
Steve Molesky, you have dove into the podcast world. Tell our audience about what's happening there.
Bob, I have, man. I'm excited what I've built so far. About 2 months on Substack. So if fans find me at steveonbaseball.substack.com. I'm writing every day like I did when I was with Masson. I'm writing analysis pieces. I'm doing some videos live and recorded. And I've added a podcast. I'm excited about that. 3 episodes have hit the airwaves, so to speak. This week, I released one with Vance Honeycutt, and I really encourage everybody to listen to this kid. A 20-minute interview. He sat down at Aberdeen. He's articulate. He's thoughtful. He talked about playing in college. He talked about things they're working with him in the pros. I just think this kid's really interesting to talk to. I really like the interview, and that's the latest podcast. And next week, the legendary Peter Schmuck will make a debut on that podcast.